Yes, Meg.
Good thing. Ready, sir?
Yes.
Mr. President, let me give you what I can give you on Lawrence Callan and William's story. This is a fellow who was indicted and convicted of a Hobbs Act extortion in 1954, and he was given a very heavy sentence of 12 years imprisonment and 5 years probation. He served 6 years of his sentence and was put on probation in 60 and then served for about 4 years on probation. At this point, his probation officer wrote to our pardon attorney, said that he'd been very impressed with the conduct of this person, and that while he couldn't recommend it, he thought, he couldn't recommend it because he was an officer of the court. He thought that the commutation might be in order because until he was relieved of the restrictions for convicted union officials, he couldn't get a job, and that he could be able to get a job at $10,000 a year for the union, instructing and steam fitting if a commutation was given. The pardon attorney sent forms to Helen Callan at that point. They were made out. They were endorsed by several people, including a number of contractors and company presidents in the area of St. Louis. United States attorney recommended a commutation. Pardon attorney made a recommendation that a commutation be given primarily because the sentence was way out of line with other Hobbs Act sentences, and this enabled the person to get a job. Because of the fact he'd been unable to earn money, the fine was remitted. This went forward in a routine way to you. It was recommended by Attorney General Kennedy to you on February 12, and you signed it in April, on the same day in which you signed some 20 pardons and 9 other commutations. Subsequently to this, apparently is true that he did make a campaign contribution as indicated in the ticker. The $25,000 referred to in the ticker story is, to the best of our knowledge, not an offense at this point, although it's still under investigation. The story is that it wasn't was misentered in the files as a $25,000 contribution. In point of fact, it was a collection of a lot of smaller contributions that were made.
Well, what do we do about it?
Well, I would think as far as you were concerned, and there has been some adverse publicity in the St. Louis Globe-Dispatch for some time, and there's some correspondence I haven't yet run down in terms of our answers to this and the questions that were asked about this. I would think as far as you were concerned, you would simply state that this came as a routine matter over to you from Mr. Kennedy in February, that you signed this along with a lot of other pardons and probations in April, and that as far as any further details on this are concerned, they ought to be in touch with the Department of Justice.
All right, well, you tell Bill that in the morning.
Yes.
I'm going to Kansas City at 8 o'clock.
Do you want to, I can get
I won't look at anything come from Missouri. I'll be damned if it's not the hottest thing in the world. And I don't want to do anything wrong, and I want you to try to make them keep me from doing it, and don't let them get over here. And I just don't know. This Williams will make anything appear. Now, I can't see who contributes, and I can't see who's pardoned.
No, and you certainly can't tell who's going to contribute after they're pardoned. Facts on this, at least as far as the file shows here, which is all that I've done was routine and was sent over routinely by Bobby. But I would think there'd be a good deal of protection to you simply to deal with it as that kind of routine. You don't know any of the facts.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Tell Bill how to handle it if I ask him.
All right, I'll speak to Bill, and I'll get you a fuller memo on it tomorrow sometime.
Let me see if he's here. If he is, I can transfer you. Nick?
Yes, sir.
He is here, and I'll get the operator to transfer
you. Let me just ring. I'll just ring back on
okay.
this line.
All right. Okay.